Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Chris?
Yeah, bulked that out. With Ali, it's a bit lesser. So we have to see. We have to not day by day. We're not going to play tomorrow, not on Sunday. Probably not a week after, then it should be kind of okay. But yoga will take a little bit longer. We don't know exactly how long, but it's a bit more severe. And we have to see. No. Bad enough. Bad enough.
Chris?
Jürgen, obviously, the Alisson out only for a few games. Queen would likely step in. He's obviously been a player who's been linked with moves away, but is this the importance of having a second choice?
Yeah, that's pretty much, sorry Chris, but it's pretty much self-answering question, exactly, that's it. We that's why we knew we wanted to have Kvief here for these moments. Nobody, Kvief and Wolf, wanted Ali to get injured, but if these kind of things happen, then you need the strongest possible option, and that's Kvief for us, and that's why that's the only positive about that, to be honest, that we can put in Kvief, and that's fine. Yeah, now he gets opportunity, but he deserves anyway. He would have played tomorrow night anyway. That's clear. But now he will have a few more games, and hopefully he can show his full potential.
Paul, to front.
Yeah, good morning. Obviously, you can progress to the knockout stages with a win. What are you looking to see tomorrow night from the team? You'll make changes, but what are you looking for from a performance point of view?
Yeah, look, we are in the beginning of the most intense period of the whole season. So that's how it is. We play now Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday. It's super tough. And then I don't know exactly what's the next game after that, but that's now the first. Then probably Thursday again. Crystal Palace is the last game of these four games in a pretty short period of time. So we have to make decisions, and I have to make decisions, and that's clear. But it's not about qualifying or whatever. It's about winning a football game and against a really good opponent. We won there, yes, but we had our struggles in the game. We didn't forget that. And more important, Linz plays a really good season. There's a good way they look well set up and these kind of things. We respect that. We always did. But what we have tomorrow, and that's what we have to make accountable as well, is an atmosphere. So people are here. We have to make sure that this is a European night. That's what I expect us to do, a European night, a proper European night at Anfield. Really going for it. I will line up a team. I didn't hear anything yet that I cannot, all the others besides the injured players. I will line up a team who has fresh legs, who will go for it, who wants to enjoy the game and will really fight for a result. And when if Anfield wants to do that as well, that would be massively helpful. Because the only problem in this competition could be from time to time. If we have tomorrow night or tonight a Champions League game, I don't have to talk about these kind of things. It's just clear, bam, go for it. But we as a team, we 100% arrived in this competition, and we from the firm already last season when we realized we will qualify for the European League. We were really happy about that, and that's what I want us to do. That we really don't go in a game like this, and if you play a bad pass or whatever, that then the atmosphere is not there. So we need to make a special night of it, because it is a difficult game. The opponent is not, he has a chance themselves not to qualify tomorrow night, but to qualify in general for the next round. And that would be massive for Linz, I know that. And we have to make sure that we really show as a package, Liverpool package, that is a wonderful place to come, but a horrible place to come as well in the same moment.
Was the result in Toulouse a helpful reminder of what this competition requires?
I didn't need that. I didn't need that. I would have loved to win that game. I would have loved to play better. But we didn't. It was not needed. It wasn't helpful. 3 weeks ago. Well, since then, we was in a national break. Was a lot of things happened since then. I'm not sure I will mention that again. No, it just made the situation more difficult. That's how it is. So we wanna win tomorrow night, and then we wanna win it in Belgium as well. But if we don't win tomorrow night, then the game in Belgium in a super intense period will be even tougher. So yeah, it's really all about performing tomorrow night and really going for it. That's the idea. Put the opponent under pressure. With intensity, with all these kind of things, good football, yes, but top protection, and be super aware around set pieces how they scored their goal, stuff like this. That we are really there, and the boys were so far. Toulouse, that was maybe one off. It was performance wise, and it was not. Yeah, Luton around was not too great as well, but this was in a very short period of time. So, besides that, the boys usually performed, and that's what we should concentrate on.
So, sorry, Christopher. So what I was saying was that obviously you've gone through the group we won three games and it'd been quite comfortable. Was that an indication that the standards have to be that high all the way through the group?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So we have now 9, 7, 5, and 4, I think, is it? If I'm numbers, I don't know exactly, but it's like that's to lose a 7. So we win. And they win theoretically at home. So there's a situation in European League. It's important as well. If you are first top of the group or second of the group, you go through one, you go into a qualifier. So these things are all very important. So we didn't make any difference in any competition. We've only played three, but in all the three competitions, we didn't make any difference. It's not about who. We have to share intensity. That's it. We don't make decisions because of a lesser important competition or whatever. We don't have that. We just want to go for it. But we need, in this busy time, we need all the boys available. And now we have already a lot not available. We don't speak anymore because it's already a long time. But Thiago and Robbo are out, and now Diogo and Ali. That's massive, and would be great if nothing else would happen. But it's unlikely. So we have to make sure we really share the intensity between the group.
Hi Jürgen, a lot was made last weekend about the Trent v Doku battle, but on the other side, Tsimikas kept Foden very quiet, didn't he? I just wondered what you've made of his performances since he's had a bit more of a run in the side with Robbo's injury.
Yeah, of course he needed obviously rhythm as well. It was not that he was now flying since he came into the team, but he knows that himself, and it's very important for a player who was waiting that long for a run of games, stuff like this, then you think just because you have the run of game now it will work out. No, but it's not like this. But he improved now. Last two games were really good. The game before the international game, Brentford, you could see how big the change was after he set up the goal. Was involved in Mo's goal, Diogo's goal as well. And yeah, was much, much more stable. And then we all know if he's stable, then he can produce some beautiful things, like especially crosses, set pieces, all these kind of things. We need that. And so, yeah, really, really happy.
Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.